on this week's episode of Quick Points with Pastor Steve. Pastor Steve continues talking about faith, while also sharing how he identifies with a character from the Angel Studio series, The Chosen.
The following podcast is a production of Diakonos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. And brought to you by wonderful donors, like you.
Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a short topical commentary and lesson on how the Bible addresses everyday situations and the thoughts we face in our daily lives. Let's listen as Pastor Steve shares this week's topic. Here's Pastor Steve.
Hi there, I'm Pastor Steve, and I welcome you to this week's episode of Quick Points. In this week's episode, I want to continue on our topic of faith. However, this episode will be very light when it comes to scripture references. I've recently been captivated by binge-watching the Angel Studios series, The Chosen. While this series takes on a bit of creative license that I find rather intriguing, it presents the events of Jesus and his disciples in a dramatic format. In watching the series, I have taken an interest in one disciple's character, which I've been able to identify with strongly. In the series, the character Little James portrays the disciple James, son of Alphaeus. Occasionally referenced in commentary and study as James the Lesser, James the Less, or in this case, Little James. He's not perceived as lesser because he matters less than any of the other disciples, but is presented in both scholarly works and the Chosen series as younger or smaller than his fellow disciple, James, son of Zebedee. However, in the Chosen series, Little James is cast with a physical disability, a sort of partial paralysis, that sets him apart from his fellow disciples in some aspects. Now, it needs to be said, I have not found any actual scripture to support this. The Bible says very little about Little James, other than the reference to his existence and presence at key events, or anything about him having a disability. As a side note, I would be very interested in my own curiosity in seeing any research that supports this disability concept. So this week's episode is about something other than exploring the scriptural validity of this claim or the Chosen series. Still, instead, I wish to use this character and a scene from the series as an example. First, I recommend that you watch the series. You can find it by visiting angel.com or downloading the Angel Studios app on your mobile device for free, as it's a donor-supported project. I personally like how they've highlighted the human aspect of Jesus and the humanity of his disciples. This creative license allows us to identify with Jesus' evolution as the Messiah and his disciples' faith, sacrifice, and commitment. Though I know there's been a lot, especially online, a lot of debate of whether they've taken that humanity a little too far with the creative license. But if you really think about it and compare our human existence to what the world would have been that Jesus was growing up in, and his blue-collar roots, if you will. The humanity that they show in the series really doesn't seem over the top to me. But that's my personal opinion. To not be a spoiler, I really, really recommend that you watch the series. At least through Season 3, Episode 2, before you continue listening to this podcast. I'd really hate to spoil the series for you. So, you have been officially spoiler warned by me. So, now that that spoiler alert has been made and is out of the way, let's continue with the example that I want to present. In The Chosen, Season 3, Episode 2, Jesus sends his disciples in teams of two to spread the word among the Jewish communities. Before Big James, son of Zebedee, and Little James, son of Alphaeus, depart for the plains of Sharon, Little James approaches Jesus privately. And you can find that at time mark 53 minutes 14 seconds if you want to zero in on that on your own for your own viewing reference. Little James raises concern about having been given the ability to heal while not having been healed of his disability by Jesus. In a shortened explanation, Jesus explains to little James that he has not healed him for a purpose. That purpose emphasizes the faith and belief that little James has in the Messiah despite his disability. Jesus has done this to increase the effectiveness of his testimony and preaching to the people he will be addressing in his lifetime. Now that we've presented this example, I can offer why I identify with the little James character. Since early childhood, I have suffered a disability, which is known as lymphedema in my lower extremities, which there's currently no earthly cure. Still, I'm a firm believer in the power of prayer and healing. But I am also a firm believer in God's providence. So, what is providence? Providence is the governance of God. In this governance, He knows and has control of all things. And in those things, everything has a purpose. Some have noticed that I tend to grow uncomfortable when they pray over me for healing or mention my need to be healed. My discomfort is not because healing isn't welcome or because I do not wish to be healed. Instead, my discomfort comes because I have grown my faith and testimony over top of my disability. My struggle strengthens my faith. I face the rehabilitation, daily routines of care, and bad days so that I can perform ministry and testify to that faith that I hold. Yet, not having that condition would seem foreign to me after all these years. But of course, if it is the Lord's will, I'll accept healing with joy and praise. So let's pause for a minute and listen to a song, an older song actually. I believe this was like mid-90s or so when this song came out, by Michael W. Smith, called The Hand of Providence. Welcome back. The Apostle Paul had a similar situation. And in these scriptures, I have always found strength, which we'll read in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. three different times, I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses, and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Once again, that was 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10 in the New Living Translation. This topic touches on unanswered prayers, which we discussed in a previous episode. God sometimes does not give us the answers we want, but provides the solutions that we need. Sometimes the answer is no, but with a reason. But even when God does not heal us, take our pain, or give us what we want, it strengthens our faith, not weaken it. So have faith and use your struggles to glorify God. Remember that the pain and struggle we face here on earth will be rewarded in heaven if we follow God's providence with faith and commitment. I'm Pastor Steve Huffmeister, and I thank you for joining us this week for this episode of Quick Points. I also want to let you know that the Quick Points with me, Pastor Steve, podcast now has its own website, which you can find at Quick Points Podcast, all one word, quickpointspodcast.com. And on there, you'll be able to find these episodes, links that you should be able to play it through the website, if I'm not mistaken. Play the episodes. In order to hear the music, of course, you have to be the full songs anyway, you have to be a Spotify subscriber. But I found it's well worth it myself. Let's see. There's actual written transcripts now of the episodes and links attached within them and so forth, which is the benefit of having a website. So I encourage you to check it out, quickpointspodcast.com. And I will see you next week. And please share your topic ideas with us or any questions you might have. I'd love to address them in an episode. But until then, God bless, and I'll see you next week. Take care now.
We thank you for listening today. If you have been blessed by this episode today, we encourage you to share it with others. Quick Points with Pastor Steve is a production of Diakonos, Independent Ministries of Maryland, based in Abingdon, Maryland, USA. If you would like to ask a question about this episode, or would like to share a topic for a future episode, email us at quickpoints-podcast@dimom.org, or visit our anchor.fm page at anchor.fm/quickpoints to record your question or suggestion. We might just use your message in an episode on your topic. Thanks again for joining us today, and God bless you.